855. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI as we launch into the second hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And I'm Nate.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. Features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites. Go and dig in and interact as much as you like. Or just look at it. You can do that, too, over at freetalklive.com. So we're going to get back into this autonomous zones thing. The country of Honduras modified its constitution earlier this year to allow for the creation of what are so-called autonomous zones, which by the definition or by the description provided over at Fast Company in their discussion of this, is described as exempt from local and federal laws. Now, NEMI's been doing a little bit more digging, and we're going to talk more about what this constitutional amendment actually entailed, and it's very interesting. We'll get to that in a moment here, but first, Jeremy is listening in, I think it's Alaska, but it says AL, which is Alabama. Jeremy? Jeremy?
The internet, fellas. Do I get my clinking glasses? Because I've been drinking tonight.
We'll get them going for you, Jeremy.
So you are in Alaska, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, sir. And I think technology is so cool. You know, I can talk to you guys on the internet. I'm talking to you guys on. Is that cool or what?
What do you got? Like a voiceover IP phone or something going on?
Well, it's like a Gmail plugin. You know, if you get a Gmail account, you can. If you get a Gmail account, they'll do a plug-in. My dog's drinking out of his bowl. Sorry about the background noise.
That's all right. We couldn't hear that.
But you know, the reason I called you guys tonight was...
So, wait, you're calling us over a Gmail account? Is that... You're making a phone call through, like, Google Voice?
You could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good, man.
Plug-in.
Better than mine ever does.
I didn't know that you had internet out there in the frozen tundra.
Well, it's not exactly the tundra. That's 2 miles north of here.
So tell me, what are you calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about this Newt Gingrich character.
What about him?
Well, how can any conservative, you know, support or anybody that has any sense of reality about anything that has to do with the Constitution.
Well, conservatives don't care about the Constitution.
You know?
Well, I mean, conservatives don't care about the Constitution. That's why they support warmongering and things like that. And of course, liberals don't care either. This guy
supported gun ban. He supported the Brady Bill, Ian. You know what I mean?
He's not great on guns. He's got a D. I think it was a D or D minus from Gun Owners of America. He was the worst rated Republican.
Yeah, but he wants to put drug dealers to death, and like conservatives like that stuff because they like controlling people and what they can do in their own personal lives.
And anybody, you know, before that, when they passed that law back in, I think it was 96, there's like all the people that had domestic violences, maybe even just for spanking their kid or anything, they all lost their gun rights. No trials, no nothing. Poof, gone.
Well, usually when it comes to politicians, people feel like they have to compromise. Whether you're talking about this Newt Gingrich guy or some other politician, Barack Obama, anybody, you know, a lot of times people that vote for these folks vote for them with their noses held. They're only usually voting for these people in, you know, because they don't have any other choice, or they feel like the other guy's worse, so we're going to have to go with the guy that wants to ban guns who, you know, is at the same time, maybe they agree with him on a few other things. I don't know. I mean, is he still...
Well, I mean, it's like you got Tea Partiers out there, Ian, that are supporting this Newt Gingrich guy, and he goes...
I suspect they're supporting him over Ron Paul for a couple of reasons. They probably believe that Ron Paul can't win, which if Ron Paul does well in Iowa...
They're probably war hawks.
And the other reason is they just won't tell you that their deep-seated concern is that if we pull back the United States military, you know, cut back its presence around the world, that somehow we're going to be invaded by a big horde of Muslim folks, or
right.
that China will be the superpower in the United States' place. When China doesn't have the Navy to field if it had to. I mean,
well, reality doesn't need to come into to play, Mark.
If the United States ceased to be the superpower, there wouldn't be one for a decade because it just couldn't be built.
What? Isn't that why my forefathers gave me a right to bear arms? So if I get invaded by a horde of whatever, then I can throw in a couple of 30 clips and take care of it, right?
There you go. Yeah, and you sound like you're in a condition to do that right now. Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733.
I used to have a friend who liked to drink, and then he would bring over his newest horrifying weapon that he purchased. You know, he carried it in his car. So he'd come over. I mean, I had weapons like an HK-93 with an H-bar. I mean, like serious.
Like loaded
firearms.
In the house. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he just loved to show them off after he'd had a couple.
I don't like that very much.
I don't either.
It's disturbing. It is disturbing, yeah. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have, maybe you shouldn't have some kind of weapon to protect yourself. And I'm not saying that every time you've had a beer, you should never go anywhere near a firearm. However, you know, I mean, this is, it was somewhat juvenile. But again, we were somewhat juveniles.
So while we're on the topic, Mark, didn't you say something to me before the show about Ron Paul winning a straw poll of some sort?
Yeah, this is here's the news you will not hear. As a matter of fact, it's really only being reported at dailypaul.com because it only counts when other Republicans win straw polls.
Right.
Now, when Ron Paul wins,
it's always a scam or something like those internet people, they came in and they screwed everything up.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it goes to. Ron Paul won the GOP Oklahoma straw poll today. That was Monday, 12/5. Voting was done online, and voters were charged $5. And straw polls often tend to be fundraising things for parties. And I'm not going to tell you that I think that straw polls are the best, way to determine who the front runners are. However, I will tell you that the media will report on any straw poll during this election in which someone besides Ron Paul wins, and will not report on the straw poll in which Ron Paul wins.
Right.
And
this is a fluke.
And this is the kind of thing that they don't claim it's a fluke. They claim it's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Ron Paul supporters, and they are. They, you know, Ron Paul supporters are rabid, and they will get out there and get involved. But this is what BlackThisOut.com was talking about when it ran that big fundraiser for Ron Paul. And in this case, it was from the OKGOP website. Ron Paul, 46%. Herman Cain, this was 2 days ago, Ian. Herman Cain, 25%.
After he'd withdrawn from the election.
Wasn't that the same day? Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it was afterwards. Newt Gingrich at 17%. Mitt Romney at 6%. Rick Perry at 3%.
And how many votes total? Any idea?
Let's see.
Just curiosity.
Yeah, it's always a good question to be had.
It's 46%. That's a lot. I mean, that's 46, pretty significant for Ron Paul.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen ones where he's at 75. Roughly 350 votes were cast.
Okay. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty big number.
For a straw poll, it's essentially the GOP fundraiser for that state, and they usually only get them once a year.
Right. That's a physical vote, right? Like, those people are all in the same building.
In this case, they were allowed to do it online, but they had to pay $5 to vote.
I see.
And I guess you had to be a
paying money does kind of keep some of the rabble out, right? Like, they keep some of the people that might kind of try to tinker with the system.
A Oklahoma voter to participate and pay your $5.
Got it.
So that's what it took. And I'm not saying, I don't believe that straw polls are a good indicator of who's going to win the election. The only thing that I like, what I like to make sure is that we report on them because nobody else will. They'll report on any other straw poll that any other Republican candidate wins, and Ron Paul doesn't get the credit.
So, so we'll see what happens. I guess so that Cain guy's gone, and then I don't know if anyone else has dropped out. I don't really pay close attention
to this.
Not
that I know of, other than T-Paw dropped out.
So they're going to be...
Oh,
okay. So they're going to be having another one of those debates soon, I guess.
I don't even know what to t- I, there's been so many debates. I mean,
I'm glad about that.
It's like the Nashua Boy Scouts are going to put together a debate. And
I hope they do, because the more debates they have, the more airtime Ron Paul gets.
Yes, that's true.
That's all I care about.
Incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, all I care about is that people hear what Ron Paul has to say. And they're getting more Ron Paul in this election than they did in 2008. So that's a good thing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. The number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. Those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and now you have more control than in the past. As of the last couple months, you can actually control the content of your own thread. So when you post something new, a new thread to the BBS, the forum there, you actually get to decide whether or not people, their responses will stay. So, for instance, if somebody tries to come in and troll your thread, rather than responding to the troll, you can just delete the troll's post, and that should keep down on the unwanted posts over at the BBS. So head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for quite some time. But for some people, obtaining them has been tricky. Until now, crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also have a complete bullion store where you can buy and sell gold and silver privately with bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about the bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. It's crypto exchange. Their banner is at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can go and click through and get there. It's probably the easiest way to do it. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the first hour of the program, we got kind of in-depth on this issue of the guy from formerly of Seasteading Institute, Patry Friedman, leaving the Seasteading Institute to join Future Cities Development Incorporation, and this company has entered into what they call a non-binding memorandum of understanding with the government of Honduras. And the purpose of this is to create a city.
I love these legal terms, the non-binding memorandum of understanding.
So to create some sort of a city in one of these autonomous zones that now can be created in Honduras, according to the story of Fast Company, fastcoexist.com, they say that Honduras amended their constitution in January to permit the creation of special autonomous zones exempt from local and federal laws. So this is being hailed within the liberty activist community as, it's another, chance to be free. We're going to go down and build this city from scratch in Honduras, and we're going to live free. And I think if that's what happens, that's great. I support it. I'd certainly look into having a second house down there or something like that.
The summer home.
It would be a winter home.
The winter home.
Yeah. Let's see. So, I support the idea. I think it's a good idea, and I'm interested to see what happens with it. Certainly, we'll keep our eyes on things here at Free Talk Live. But I had some concerns, kind of went into some of those during the first hour, and one of those concerns is, well, you are dealing with a government. Like, they're having this memorandum, non-binding memorandum of understanding. That's some sort of an agreement that they have with the Honduran government, and governments are criminal agencies. They are, violent monopolies, and they're not to be trusted, first and foremost, so who's to say they're not going to change the rules down the line? But what does it really mean, this autonomous zone? Because, as you might find out, the devil certainly can lie in the details in these matters. And when the government says, yeah, you've got autonomy, does that really mean that you have autonomy? What's it actually mean? Because when you're dealing with legalese, for instance, words that look like you know what they might mean, like person, don't actually mean what you think they mean.
Yeah, right.
Right? So, like, the word person in legalese, like, in dictionary person, like, the word person in the dictionary English definition is, another human being. But in the legal world, a person can be a corporation.
Right.
So, Nemi, you've been digging into this here and doing a little bit of research on what this constitutional amendment actually implies. What does it mean
for this
autonomous zone?
During some breaks, we had some questions about how much support there was for this measure, and it turns out that it was nearly unanimous. National Congress of Honduras has passed the amendment. It was 126 votes in favor from a total of 128 members. There was one person who abstained and one person who voted against. So there's support for the initiative. And the other questions that we had pertain to what oversight the government of Honduras would retain over these zones. And it says here on...
where is this coming from, by the way?
It's coming from chartercities.org, which was...
And this is what has inspired, this Charter Cities group is what inspired the Fast... I keep calling it Fast Company. The Future Cities Development Incorporation that is looking to do this project.
So the government of Honduras, with this amendment, retains the option to create one or more of these zones, but they're not obligated to do it.
Okay.
And they will establish a basic system of governance, and this requires that the Congress pass a piece of enabling legislation, which requires a two-thirds vote.
The Honduran government will establish a system of governance?
Correct. To create a zone and establish its basic system of governance, the amendment requires...
Before you go on, now is this the Honduran government would create its own autonomous zones and then create government rules for those zones, or it can create rules for the government, for the zones that are supposed to be free from federal and local laws?
Well, the way that it's phrased here is it's put as a constitutional statute, so it seems to me that it's much like a corporation's formation paperwork, that your rules of governance may vary from zone to zone, but you need the two-thirds majority of the Congress to approve your zone and then approve its basic system of governance.
So they're gonna, what that sounds like to me is that they're going to negotiate with this company that wants to come in and create the city, Future Cities Development. They're going to negotiate with them, and they're going to say, all right, we're going to carve out this zone for you. It's going to go into our constitution as you guys have this, and this is going to be your basic system of government, and they'll have to probably negotiate those details.
Outline that in what is voted upon. And additionally, we were wondering if the locals approved of this or if it was just the government deciding. And it's... requires also these constitutional statutes require the same two-thirds majority and approval by referendum from the citizens living in the area.
Okay.
So they do have some say over it. Now, it seems to me that this is kind of like establishing its own city because they use the phrase legal personality and jurisdiction. One of these zones can negotiate an international treaty, but the Honduran government needs to approve it with a two-thirds vote.
Mm-hmm.
We also have...
For an international treaty.
Yes. But
I mean,
also
that's
laws.
That's pretty serious. Also the laws?
Also the laws. Yeah, laws developed by the governing authority of the zone require a ratifying vote by the Congress of Honduras.
Okay. So they've got total oversight of every single piece of legislation or whatever the laws are that they're going to have in this zone.
I'd rather have the government have oversight on which laws can be instituted than have the ability to institute laws.
Well, there's one more thing here that's of some concern to me. It says, judges for the zone's judicial system will be nominated by the governing authority in the zone, but it's subject to approval by a two-thirds majority vote in the Honduran Congress.
Right. That doesn't mean
so this is not autonomous.
No, not at all in any way, shape, or form.
Well, it's semi-autonomous, I mean, certainly. And
you can't do anything without approval by the Honduran government.
You can, okay, so it says you have to create laws. What if you don't create laws?
They're going to have to agree to whatever the system
the form of government is. So you create
so
this form of government, and then you don't pass any laws for it.
They're not going to agree to that, likely. I mean, you're going to have judges here. They're saying you want to have judges.
No, you don't have to have judges. You have to have your judges approved. What if you don't have judges?
I don't think propose an anarchist libertarian utopia.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you
I am,
framework.
Mark. And if you go to the Honduran government,
hold
say,
that thought,
can I...
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words "appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to LibertyBlanket.com. That's LibertyBlanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number. And that number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com with the mobile site for you there. If you've got a smartphone, you want quick access to our live streams or podcast, just head over to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking actually quite a bit tonight about this idea that Patrick Friedman, formerly of the Seasteading Institute, is getting behind. It's a company that is going to be creating what they claim is an autonomous zone. We'll get into the details as to whether it actually is here in a moment. In Honduras, with the idea of having a more free place for people to come and invest and create businesses and whatever. So that's a pretty neat idea, and I like the idea of concentrating liberty-minded folks together in the same place. And if that's what they do down in Honduras, I think there will be some level of success to it, I would hope. But one of the things you, if you love the idea of being free, and you understand that being free means you allow others to be free as well, if you get that, well, then there's something that's actually happening already. Like, it's not a future speculative project. It's actually going on now, and it's the reason why Mark and I are here in New Hampshire rather than in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. We're here because of the Free State Project. Now, Nemi, you were born and raised up here in New Hampshire.
I'm a pre-stater.
Yeah, so you love liberty, and you just happen to already live here, and so you've got all these people coming in for the Free State Project because it's a movement of people who love freedom all coalescing in the same geographic area to actually be active and achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it's relatively early on in that movement, by the way. There are only about 1,000 so-called free staters in New Hampshire. There are over 11,000 that have pledged to, that have joined the Free State Project. They pledged to make the move. So many more are still to come. And I think it's so exciting. I'm glad to be here. I love being around other people who get what freedom is. And the more people that come here, the more great, fresh ideas we get added into the mix, the more activists we have, that there are out doing things, different things, whether we're talking about, integrating into the community and working with local community organizations like the homeless shelter and things like that from kind of a charitable perspective, or we're talking about doing politics and running for office or civil disobedience and non-cooperation, creating media like television, radio, blogs. All of these things are already happening, and they're already happening here.
And some days, I'll tell you this, yesterday I woke up and I had a few things to do. I had a couple parking tickets that I needed to go down and contest, and I know you talked to Derek a little bit about that last night. And by the time the day was over, the Shire Free Press had launched. And
that's right.
I didn't really expect that to happen. I certainly didn't know it was going to happen when my feet hit the floor in the morning. So every day has just so many opportunities and some really great ideas, and you never know what's going to happen, really. As I didn't really expect to see my friend touched and by a Keene police detective and have him be rude to him on film. It was a crazy day yesterday. It was very red pill for me.
Really?
Yeah, it was a very red pill for me.
So it's a great time, and there's so much going on. Here is your chance to come up and check some of it out, to meet some of the people that you hear about on this show and that you'll see on the blogs. You can come to the Liberty Forum. freestateproject.org/libertyforum is where you want to go to get registered. Learn more about it. It's February 23rd through the 26th, and it is a great time. It's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks all in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for a weekend, Thursday through Sunday. There are speeches, there's banquet dinners, luncheons, there are parties at late night, there's panel discussions. It's a great time, and I would highly recommend it. If you've considered moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you're still on the fence, come on up for the Liberty Forum. Even if you haven't, even if you just want to get together with other people that love liberty, it's a great place to do that, too. It's one of the biggest gatherings of its type in the entire world, and it'll be an absolute blast. And there's some big-name speakers like, Peter Schiff. He'll be one of the keynote addresses.
Yep.
Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast is, I believe, the other keynote. Oh, no, excuse me, Joel Salatin is the other keynoter. He's the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. In addition to that, other folks like John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime, and Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture. These are just some of the speakers. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more. Use our discount code when you get signed up. It's FTL2012. You'll save 10%. That's FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, back to this so-called autonomous zone. And, of course, when it comes to the government, you can't trust a word they say. And so when they say, well, we're going to create these autonomous zones where you'll be able to just modify our constitution and let you come in here, Patry Friedman from Future Cities Development Incorporated, and you can just set up your own city and everything will be cool and you'll be autonomous. Well, when you actually look up autonomy in the dictionary, it tells you that it's independence or freedom. As of the will of one's actions, the condition of being autonomous, self-government, or the right of self-government, that is independence. But then, when you get into the actual details of what this constitutional amendment says, it says that if you're going to have laws in this autonomous zone, that those laws have to go through the Honduran legislature, essentially, the Congress there,
yep,
for two-thirds approval. And if you want to have a judge, that has to go through the legislature for a two-thirds approval.
Would a free place have laws or judges?
This is a place where they're going to have laws, Mark, because Patry Friedman is already talking about rule of law.
I mean, you know, I look, he's going to negotiate a setup. Look, when Patry Friedman says he's working, why would Patry Friedman set up a tyrannical place?
I didn't say he was going to set up a tyrannical place.
It says right here in what we were reading before the break that anything regarding the setup or rule of law in this new zone or zones need to be approved by the Honduran government.
Right, so the initial parameters, have to be approved by the Honduran government, and anything changed after that, added in addition, will have to be approved.
Will have to be approved as well.
So, there's no autonomy.
If you as someone want to start an libertarian utopia, no rules, anarchy, you go and propose this to the Honduran government, what do you think they're going to say?
Well, I don't think you would propose it in that manner. I mean, you would couch it in terms that...
You think you're going to fool them?
You would use the terminology that you're going to create a place that has less regulation in order to foster business and provide jobs for the locals. This would be how we would go about setting it up. We would set up a situation where everyone would have a vote on an issue, and on any issue that there was a single vote against, then that law wouldn't pass. So at that point, we'll start with a clean slate and we'll come up with our laws from there, with everybody having a voice. This will be true democracy. This will be the voice of the people, blah, 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 right? So I can whip this up pretty quick. I did it right on the spot.
You think that's going to fly?
I don't care. If it doesn't fly, then it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, the guy's right now in a helicopter flying around looking at different places. I mean, this hasn't been set up, Ian. You're trying to punch holes in this. Let me ask you this. If there was a Hong Kong that was less than 1,000 miles from the United States, would you want to move there?
No.
That spoke English?
I wouldn't.
No, because Hong Kong's not a free place.
Well, it's certainly freer than New Hampshire.
It's only economically freer than the rest of the country.
Hong Kong is a darn free place. Now, have some cultural... I have not.
Okay.
Look, I don't have to go to a geographical landmass to know what it looks like. I can tell you what the flag of Guatemala looks like. I haven't been there. It doesn't matter. I can read. And I'm telling you that
Hong Kong
is an extraordinarily free place. It is freer than New Hampshire.
According to one of the comments on the Reason article about this piece, they say that, yeah, it's easy to start a business in Hong Kong, but that doesn't speak to having to deal with the criminal gangs that they have there as well. So
they have a culture of criminal gangs. You'd have to deal with you have to deal with that too. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just telling you,
situations.
Maybe it's not as free as you think it is. I don't know. I've never been there. I've never spent any significant time there. I would defer to someone who's actually lived in Hong Kong to tell me whether or not it's a place I would want to be.
If people aren't studying directly the thing that you're interested in, they're not going to know it anyway.
I want to move to a place that's
free. Most people in New Hampshire probably don't know what the executive committee does. So
right.
Would you defer to a New Hampshireite over me because I haven't lived here as long?
I want to move to a place that's, that
is
free.
This is a logical fallacy,
actually,
okay? You can.
Right. No, you can't.
Yes,
there's
you
no
can.
Free place.
Go to Antarctica.
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's
855-450-3733.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have there for free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can actually support us by going to the promote page, promote.freetalklive.com. You can learn how to get a free bumper sticker there. You can also download free graphics and high-res graphics you can actually use to do your own screen printing. If you want to make your own Free Talk Live shirts and things like that, you're welcome to do that. We've got flyers that you can print out and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're a smoker, listen to what I'm saying. You know that cigarettes are not healthy for you. There's a better option. E-cigarettes. And one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today is Vaporsmiths.com. They're made by Vaporsmiths.com. And you can get it completely free. E-cigarettes are a healthier option, up to 22,000 times healthier by some metrics. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month and tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no secondhand smoke. You don't have to stand outside and next to the dumpster in the snow to smoke. There's all kinds of advantages to e-cigarettes. And you can try one out just by purchasing 40 cartomizers. They're about $70. Go to Vaporsmiths.com. You'll get free the starter kit, which includes the e-cigarette, one of the best-made ones on the market today, plus free shipping. Use coupon code FTL. Go to Vaporsmiths.com. You can also call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Use coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com or 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right, so Mark is in a mood. He is calling names and getting very upset. He's shouting and stomping around in the studio here because...
I'm pretty sure that was a tantrum during the break.
Yeah, because Nemi and I dare to question...
Nemi and I? Oh, now you're just drawing Nemi onto your side.
She's the one who did the research.
She did the research. She's reading. That doesn't mean she's
and
on your side.
I think she's on my side, as a matter of fact.
I believe I am on Ian's side.
Okay,
yes. Mark,
so, because she's a sensible lady.
That's right.
So you're able to address matters without getting all upset.
You're eviscerating this program because they didn't use the term autonomous in the way that you want the term autonomous meant.
You know, dictionary definition.
I think it's false advertising. You can't call something autonomous when it's not.
He read the definition, and the definition includes the term freedom and liberty. When you define for yourself the terms freedom and liberty, you go to the extreme. Now, autonomous can mean more freedom and more liberty.
Sir.
People use freedom and liberty in that terminology.
Independence is... It only means one thing, man. You either are dependent or you're not. You either are independent or you're not. You are either free or you're not.
So if you're a person living in one of these zones in Honduras, not only are you subject to whatever laws or rules that are set up by the quote-unquote autonomous zone, you're also subject to the approval of the parent government, the parent Honduran government,
yep.
Which, to me, just rules out autonomy
altogether.
It's going
to be part of Honduras, period. I mean, I
don't know that I agree with that. From what this
says... You weren't paying attention to what she said.
From what this said, please, enlighten me. But don't
we
take...
We tried.
No, not we. We didn't do anything. You sit there and you say, it's not autonomous unless you're completely autonomous. I want to be like, I'm living on Titan.
Can you,
have you seen him like this before?
Is this the first time you've seen him like
this? No, but this is pretty classic,
Mark. This is what he's like. You cannot... I mean, there is no between here and there. Always, every single time, the perfect is the enemy of the better. Every time. That's how Ian operates.
I don't necessarily agree that this is better.
Let me make my statement. There is no law that is instituted in one of these zones that is instituted by the Honduran government. Is that correct?
We don't know that much.
That's not what this said.
No, this is what this said is the rules have to be approved by
the Honduran
government.
No, they said that laws had to be approved.
Yes.
There's all kinds of administrative rules. Rules can be set up anywhere.
This
is the second set of books. The rules are the rules and the laws are the laws. So if you get no laws passed through, then you have no laws that are passed through.
Well, see,
you have no judges, but you can still have arbitrators.
This is what we were talking about during the break, is you can't have a zone without the laws because they will not give you the 2/3 vote in the Congress without the formation.
It doesn't say laws. It doesn't say you have to have laws. It says they have to approve the structure, that they have to approve the way that you institute
them. Right. So you come to table with whatever your
proposal
is.
I can come with my Quaker commune, and I can say, this is how we're going to set up our laws.
They'll say, well, that's not acceptable to the Honduran government.
Then it doesn't get set up.
Right. Then it's not autonomous.
Then no one loses anything.
Then it's not autonomous.
Then what's the problem?
Exactly.
Well, it's not autonomous because they're creating autonomous zones, but they're not letting you in their autonomous zones without their rules. This is all I'm saying is that you have when I introduced this, when we talked about this in the very first segment, I would say at the worst, you've got something like Hong Kong that would be within 1,000 miles of the United States in some place that you could drive. Assuming it's not in one of the little islands off the coast of Honduras. And at the very best is some free market paradise.
Now,
did I not say that, Ian?
I don't say that, Mark.
Right, because you don't listen. That's what I said. And so, therefore, my question to you was, is Hong Kong freer than New Hampshire? And
I don't know.
I'm telling you it is. And
I would like to know more about that, actually. Because
Hong Kong's the freest place in the world.
It's the most economically free place in the world. That doesn't take into account personal freedoms.
Yes, but they don't have restrictions on personal freedoms that I know of. I mean, I've looked into it.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know.
Okay, great.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Because this is the first time in 30-something years that I have ever heard that Hong Kong is more free than New Hampshire. So I'm asking you to quantify it.
I've done the research. That research was done several years ago because I've been doing this show for quite some time. Hong Kong, compared to Singapore, is significantly freer.
Well, yeah.
And these are the most economically free places. You're not talking about, a place where they tax you on the amount of capital your business has. They don't tax you on, you know, I don't know what their taxes are entirely, but they're significantly better than they are in New Hampshire.
Well, okay, that's news to me, Mark, so why don't you move there?
To Hong Kong?
Yeah.
I don't speak the language. I do a nationally syndicated
radio
talk show.
Well, it's so much better. I mean, if it's so much better, surely you'd be willing to...
That's your comeback?
People have different...
Well, if you...
They speak different languages in Hong Kong.
They do.
Don't you know that?
There are several English-speaking people.
I have a job, and that job ties me to this geographic area.
You could call in.
I could.
And
then what would be the point in going
sales from Hong Kong?
Okay. Another thing about freedom is having money. Like, money makes freedom, does it not?
Well, money is nice to have, but no, it doesn't have anything to do with freedom.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You can do what you want. Freedom is doing what you want. You need to have money to do what you want.
No, it depends on what you want.
And what I want to do costs money.
Okay, well, then
okay,
you're talking
well, that's,
about you,
that's
then.
Different.
You're
that's
talking
different.
About
you were talking
you.
About me moving to Hong Kong, you moron!
Wow. You're so sad.
Yeah.
You're
what am I sad about? You're the one with...
All you got
you
know, is
if
name
you
calling.
Like it there, why don't
you... know
you
you're out of
yet?
Ideas when all you got is name calling, Mark.
You were talking about me, right?
Yes.
No,
and then you're saying,
about
well, oh, your
autonomy.
Type of freedom. Yes, it's my type of freedom. We're talking
okay.
about what
well,
I would want to do.
You well,
you
want
you,
money.
You.
I don't. I would agree with Ian's point that you don't need money to be free.
Right.
I need money to be free.
Good for you.
Okay.
You just said me. You.
Okay, so I was not using the you, Mark, edge you.
Right.
I was
a
using
person in a
you,
coma
broad
does
brush
not need money to be
collectivist,
free.
Collectivist, broad brush painting you. Okay, the plural you.
Most people need
so
money to be
So all of this,
free.
You're, what you're trying to do here, Mark, is cover over the fact that you lose in that you're wrong, that this
about
is not
what?
An autonomous zone
it
down in Honduras.
More autonomous than any other zone in the Western Hemisphere.
Maybe,
what?
But
what
it hasn't
I
been created
tell.
Yet. It hasn't been created yet, so we don't know.
The Constitution, right? From what I'm seeing here, written on paper, the highest law in the land of this country of Honduras. Now, that doesn't set my mind at ease. I don't care what they write down on the pieces of paper. I care what they point the gun at you and say that you have to do.
Sure.
That's what concerns me about this.
And we're going to see over time what ends up
what
panning
concerns
out,
me is
if anything at all.
Honduras being the puppet state of the United States government and somebody doing banking in one of these
are they a puppet
semi-autonomous...
State?
Everything is a puppet state.
Well, I wouldn't say that's true.
To
I mean,
some
is Hugo Chavez a puppet of the United States?
So nobody is truly autonomous, Mark?
That's correct. Autonomy doesn't exist, so therefore the word would be useless. So you can use it to talk about a continuum that moves towards more autonomy.
If you want to redefine words, that's fine, Mark. That's your business. You can, you know, set your own definitions at will, and that's what you do on this show.
Just as long as we're clear that there is
no
autonomy.
There is no autonomy on planet Earth. You don't get autonomy. It doesn't exist.
Okay, then don't claim that you have it.
Let's stop using the term ever.
Well, it was in the article.
Right. We're just pointing out that the article is inaccurate in its statement that these will be autonomous zones.
Right,
so
and
they
they're
will
not.
Be completely subject to oversight by the Honduran government.
And,
let's
and
point
the local authority.
Every use of the term autonomous that we've ever seen is also inaccurate. Because there's no such thing. You could write science fiction and create autonomous, but you'd probably still have a light from a distant sun affecting
the
it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Words have meaning, and I...
Not in your world, they don't.
Hour number three is on the way. It's free time.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.